climb every mountain.
What is your mountain today? What is your big mountain? What are the big goals that you want to achieve? What are the things that you have decided you're going to make happen in your life? And will you be seen waving from the top or dead on the side because you're not coming back, you're going to do it or die? That amazing attitude that the world gets out of your way if you've got it. Why is it that some people say, I will, I can, and they do, and other people say, I can't, or I won't, or it's not possible? And the reason I'm asking the question, the amazing husband I have, who is a world champion martial artist, has just been training in our indoor training area. He's getting ready to do a world championship event. And he is a can person. There's no can't in his vocabulary. And there's no won't. And there's no I don't want to. There's always I can and I will. And I share that with you because people often say, how can you be almost 60 and be a multiple world champion so many times? We've even forgotten how many to count now. But here's the guy that trains regardless of the weather, of the time, how busy he is. No excuses. He's a can and does and will person. And consequently, he's a multiple world champion. He's also got a master's degree in exercise science. He's a published research scientist, very successful businessman. And his life has been all about can, will, do, and achieve and keep achieving, not I can't, it won't work, it's not possible. And here's a really interesting, just a very fun story. I was at the Brisbane International Airport waiting to transfer flights. And there was a group of people who needed to be transferred from one gate to another because they said that they couldn't walk. So the little thing that's in the airport, if you've seen them, that drives to the gates, picks people up and takes them to the next gate, came along and took them. It was interesting though because I overheard a conversation between the people that were driving that little tractor van thing. And the conversation was, are the people that we have to pick up, are they can'ts or won'ts? And the point being, and they laughed about it and apparently deal with it on a regular basis, there are literally people who cannot walk from one gate to another because they are unable to walk. They can't physically walk from there to there. But they deal with every day lots of people who won't walk. They book that group of people or that little tract thing to drive them to the next gate because they won't walk. They're too lazy. And is it possible that if you can and you don't versus you can and you do, that there'll be different outcomes and different consequences? Is it possible we have a world now that's become very overweight, sick, diseased, weak because people can do stuff, they just don't or they won't? So they can exercise, they can walk, they can find the time to be healthy, fit and strong, they just don't. Now people can do whatever they want to and isn't that awesome? But I love living with and sharing my life with a person who has a can-do attitude. Obviously I do too. And is it possible that if you are lazy, undisciplined, don't and don't want to and won't do the things that you need to do to be successful, that at one, it would be very difficult to attract successful people into your life, to attract happy people into your life, because who wants to hang out? If you're a successful, disciplined, strong, ambitious person who achieves, why would you want to hang out with people that are lazy, undisciplined, and don't want to do anything? Well, that's just something to consider. But what about our kids? If you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a leader, and I rattle those off every day because they are leadership roles in our community, in our country, in our world, how will anybody know that it's possible to be healthy, fit, and strong, to have a career or business that you love, to be financially free, to achieve, to do the things that you want to do, whether it's sport or business, relationships, money, finances, whatever it is? How will you know that you can do that if there's no living, breathing example of it? Children don't know. They can only copy. We can tell them what to do, but is it possible that they watch what we do rather than listen to what we say? There's a really important thing to consider. So if we want our kids to be disciplined, if we want our kids to do the things that they can do and not say, I don't want to do that, I won't do it, is it possible that we need to live the example first rather than tell you should do? What are we doing? And that's why it's such an honour and a pleasure to watch K-Man train for a world championship. And he does multiple of those every year for a reason. A, he's an achiever and wants to always have a goal to aim for. And it's been suggested by the neuroscientists that that's what makes us happy. If you are constantly aiming and striving and wanting to get better, that's what the human body is designed to do. It's designed to get better. If you lie in bed and do nothing and you're lazy and undisciplined and you've got nothing to strive for, well, here's a great question. If you've got no reason to get out of bed, why would you get out of bed? And very sadly, there's a lot of people in the world right now who are not getting out of bed. They're just pulling the covers over their head. And the time that they do get out is to go to the doctor to say, I'm unhappy, I'm depressed, I'm miserable. And then they're given a set of pharmaceuticals. And is it possible that those pharmaceuticals can make them feel even worse? And that's just something to consider if you have a look at the side effects of mind-altering pharmaceutical drugs, what they actually do to you. Could it be something to consider? And again, you're an adult, you can do whatever you want to. But we now live in a world where small children, if they're having a bad day or if they don't want to do something or if they've got their attention doesn't last for a very long time or they're a little bit naughty or they get distracted, we race them off to the doctor, we race them off to the somebody, please, there's something wrong with my child. And I always share this really openly. I'm very, very sure that if I had been taken to a doctor or some form of a medical professional when I was in school, I would have been diagnosed with some kind of, she doesn't have long attention span, she's very naughty, she's very distracted, she's never going to be successful because she's got this wrong with her. What I was a little girl who had curiosity. I asked a lot of questions. I got bored because I wasn't explained why we were doing something. You just have to do this. Is it possible that the human brain doesn't want to be told what to do? We want to have a reason to do something. So there's my very personal question. Are you a can't person or a won't person? I absolutely passionately believe there are people and know there are people in the world who can't do things. They need our help. They need our support. They need our money. They need our tax dollars. They need everything that we can possibly provide them with because life has given them a horrible deal because they've got an injury or an illness and they can't do something. But the people that won't or don't, even if they can, and again, I can't control that. But it makes me very sad because that person who can and doesn't, who can but won't or says, oh, I'm too lazy or I can't be bothered, how does it make them feel? And again, I'll go back to the neuroscience. If you're not achieving, if you're not getting up every day doing something that you love, very difficult to be happy. And most importantly, you can't be happy because dopamine is a reward neurotransmitter in your brain. You feel filled up and rewarded with dopamine when you do something of value. Now, yes, you can take drugs, and yes, you can smoke, and yes, you can drink, and yes, you can gamble, and yes, you can take pharmaceutical recreational drugs. But the challenge with all of those is they have horrible side effects, and they end up making you worse and worse and worse. If you get dopamine, serotonin, brain drive, neurotrophic factor, oxytocin, fresh air and sunshine, and you have a healthy, fit, strong body, and you can get up and achieve because you choose to do those things, because being fit, being strong, getting fresh air, getting sunshine, putting dopamine and serotonin into your brain naturally, they're all things that we can choose to do. That is completely in our control, and isn't that exciting? So if you want to have a great day every day, if you want to climb your mountain, if you want to be seen waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back, I'll do it or die. If you need to have the reputation or you want to have the reputation of a parent, teacher, boss, leader, human being who achieves, is it possible that we have to be a can person, not a can't?